This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Baruch Hamavam, Agun Erev Yom Tov. Just want to share with you one small inyan regarding the idea that if the father of the groom or the mother of the bride pass away at the time of that they're going to enter to the chuppah, so basically they're ba'aninus, we allow be a rishayna, and the regel is chal, during the regel, tasha shamita is still aser, and then they're noig the shiva simei avelos. Rashi says, the bottom Rashi in Gimel Amud Beis, this is, by the way, Ion Sharan Dalad Amud Aleph, the father of the chassan or the mother of kala, says Rashi, dafka nakat avish shal chassan, shehu atarech b'tzarchei suda, v'ima shal kala, hi hamachina la tachshitin. Dafka, the father prepares the needs of the wedding, the mother prepares her ornaments, l'fikach im yavar hamoyed, shuv ein meichin lahem. The moed is over, no one, there's no one to prepare for them. V'yitiru lahem lahachnes ha-sameis l'cheder, shaloi yikberuhu. They put the mace aside so they don't bury the mess. Them ken chala avelos ala avel. If they would bury the mess, the avelos would be chal. Bestimas hagoylo kila kamon. Veshuvlo yuchal lichnois at sheyaver ha-avelos. Then they will not be able to get married until the avelos is over. Says Rashi, uporesh v'yikbros ha-mes miyad. Dekivon dechala olav chasana. Since the chasana was chal, havi legabe karegal. It's like a yomtiv. And once there's a yomtiv, la'asya avelos v'chayla. So the avelos is not chal. V'noyeg shiva simei amishta. Okay. So, we have over here from the Sefer Ataras Shmuel of Rav Mordechai Rosenbaum. He brings from the Shita Mekubetzes that actually there's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos here in that which it says, boil bilas mitzvah. Rashi holds that, you know why you need to do bia? It's not that you're allowed to do bia. You need to do bia so that the regel is chal and it pushes off the avelos until after the kvura. Meaning, he brings that Rashi holds that the chuppah alone cannot shaft, it cannot create a regel to push off the avelos. Because at least the avelos is of the first day is more chamor. Likewise, the Chassam Sofer brings from the Rosh that the chiyuv of simcha alone is not doicha the avelos, only the simcha after the bia. Because the simcha is not nikkur, only from the bia and on. So the question is, why is bia rishayna necessary? Why can't the chuppah alone push off the avelos? Why do you need bia? Why not chuppah? What creates the regel? We know when a chassan and a kala get married, it creates a regel. It creates a yomtif. Isn't it the marriage that creates a yomtif? Why do you need the bia mitzvah? So he quotes from Rabbi Avram Gorowitz, who explains based on the Gra that bia is the gemar nesuin. The Bira Gra writes that nesuin is chuppah and bia. It's just chuppah is koineh because it's the beginning of the bia. Chuppah is the beginning of the bia, but the gemar nesuin is with the bia. The bia is the gemar nesuin, and nesuin shalema is only chuppah with bia. And he's medayik in the gemara later on. The gemara says e lema nesua mamish. Rashi says what's nesua mamish? Nichnas al chuppah v'nivala. So Rashi holds that in order to create the regel, you need chuppah shalema. That is, the simchas regel is chal, and then it's only chal if you do the bia. Now, the Shita Mekubetzes says that it comes out very good, why it says, your boyel bias mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? What do you mean, bias mitzvah? Tosfos says the mitzvah is because you make her a kli, and you make her ro'i to come to Pruravu. Tosfos learns it's bias mitzvah because now she's roi to come to Pruravu. Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. Why is it bias mitzvah? There's no mitzvah. You can't be nisaber mi bia rishayna. So Tosfos says she becomes roi for Pruravu. But according to Rashi, it's very pasha why it's bias mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of nesuin. The bia is a chilek from the nesuin. Okay, so that's Shitas Rashi. However, Tosfos, who gives a different pshat in bias mitzvah, that the only reason why it's bias mitzvah is it's not part of the nesuin. It's bias mitzvah because it renders her able to have puravu. So according to Tosfos, it's not the bia that pushes off the avelos, it's the chuppah. Aye. So then why do you need to do bias mitzvah? The answer is you don't have to. You're allowed to, but you're not obligated to. Even if you don't do bia, the simcha of the regel created by the chuppah alone pushes off the avelos. Because if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos says, why you buy a bias mitzvah before the kvura, during the aninus, and not after, in the time of the avelos? So Rashi would never be bothered by that kashin. Of course he can't do it during the avelos, because in order to push off the avelos, you need to create a regel, and you can only create a regel if you do the bia. But Tosfos holds, you create the regel even without the bia. So if you create the regel even without the bia, so Tosfos is bothered, why do you have to do the bia during the aninus? Do it during the avelos. Again, Rashi would never be bothered by that. You need the bia to create the regel. And therefore, Tosfos says, from here, so Tosfos wants to know, why do you need to push off the aninos, push off the avelos? Ah, Tosfos says, Araya, aninos is more lenient than avelos, and the proof is, by aninos, you're allowed to do atifas harosh, you're allowed to wear shoes, but according to Tosfos, according to Rashi, we don't have araya, that the aninos is more kuladik than the avelos. It's just you need to do the bia because otherwise you can't create a regal to push off the avelos. So that's the machloikis set up by the Shita Mekubetzes between Rashi and Tosfos. I want to bring to your attention very briefly another sugya here. Okay, this mam is very brief. The kash of the Ramban. There are rishonim that hold that avelos yom risha in the day of the kvura and the day of the misa is dairaisa. The regel of chasana is only midrabanan. So how can a regel midrabanan push off avelos, which is dairaisa? Says Ramban Pirish Rashi v'koyver nesames miyad v'kivin d'chala lav chasana havalei l'gabei k'regel v'lo yasi avelos v'chaylalei. V'tmi'ali imes oisoyem, if he died on that day, v'kavru oisoyem shemesbay. So the day of Misa and the Kvura is a mitzvah midaraisa, and the Achronim agree. How could Simcha Simei Amishta, which is Drabanan, come and push off something which is Dairaisa? So the Ramban says, well, maybe you delay the burial until the next day so that the Avelos of Yom Rishon is only Midrabanan. He says, well, then you're doing Halanas Hames, which is an Isser Dairaisa with an Ase Enalav. So the Ramban says, Bezdin masnim lakar davar min ha-toira b'shev al-taseh. Eina chanami, regel of chasnas drabanan. Avelos yom rishon is dairaisa. Aber the chachamim have the koyach lakar davar min ha-toira b'shev al-taseh. Which l'chayru would then mean, we're only pushing off the avelos b'shev al-taseh, but you can't do anything b'kum v'aseh to push off the avelos. So look at the Ran. The Ran says, because a little bigger, the Ran says, v'im toimar v'hoyom yisa k'vuru m'chuy b'avis d'araisa k'fisaris ha-goin v'kivin shikein heichi asya simchas yimei amishta she'ena ela medrabanon v'dach yavis d'araisa. Lav koshehi de bezdin masnin lakar davar min ha-toyer b'shev al-tasa. Ulufi zeh einoi roi l'sasik v'dvarim shal simcha koloi sa'ayoyim. Don't actively violate the avelos. I don't get that. What does that mean, don't actively violate? Are you getting married? Isn't the chuppah itself an active violation? And he says, it's just you don't have to do a maisa avelos. So, according to the. By the way, they quote the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Sadi that the Chachamim have the koyach la'akar davar min ha'Torah. I'll just share with you one last thing. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a raya from this Ran to the Shita of the Teferis L'Moshe. That why does an Avel have to remove his shoes? It's only so that he doesn't walk in shoes. And now, excuse me, why does an Avel have to remove his shoes? Is it so that he doesn't wear shoes? Or is it that it's a mitzvah for him to remove his shoes? I mean, what's the reason why an Avel has to remove his shoes? Is it that because he's not allowed to wear shoes? Or that there's a mitzvah to remove his shoes? Because the Ran says the Avelos is pushed off b'sheval tasa. Meaning, he's potter from taking off his shoes. He doesn't have to take off his shoes. So if he's potter from taking off his shoes, that means that there's a mitzvah to take off his shoes. Not that it's usher to wear shoes. If it would be usher to wear shoes, Rabbi Yisai, then you would not be able to wear shoes during the chasana. But it's not usher to wear shoes. It's just it's a mitzvah to take them off. So b'shev al taisa, you could keep them on. And the Tiferes Yisrael himself disagrees with Rabbi Akiva Eger that an avel does not have to be noyeg dine avelos at all, because being mevatel avelos is considered sheva al tasa, even though it's usur to wear shoes. Again, so there's a discussion in what does the Ran mean that the Chachamim could be oiker avelos? Does it mean, okay, I just don't have to do those actions that avelos is mechayiv me in? Or is it that it doesn't matter how I perform it, but it's regarding the strictness of the isser, that an isser that has a pu'ula is chamor, and the Chacham can be mevatel it. But an isser that has no action is not so chamor. So being mevatel avelos, since there are dine avelos that have no action, so avelos is considered very lenient, and the Chacham can be mevatel it, even though there are some things that you are actively doing that are against avelos. But the bottom line is, the mechanism here is Yesh Koyach L'Chachamim Lakar Dover Min HaTorah B'Shev Ve'Al Tasa. Rabbi Yisai, this is just, you know, to whet your appetite a little bit on Daf Dalid. I'm assuming we did Daf Hey Amud Aleph Thursday night. I believe we will do Daf Hey Amud Beis, my guess is Wednesday night. And we'll try to say a brief point of Eon after that, because I think next Sunday morning is Hoshana Rabbah, it will be very difficult. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful Yom Tov. Thanks for joining. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.